Praise the Lord. It's been a while since I've been here, I think. I'm not really quite sure the last time I was here, but it's been a little while. We have probably covered much ground since we have been here. We've been to Africa a number of times, went to the Philippines in June and back to Africa in August. September into Ethiopia, and one of the things that really strike home to me concerning all of this travel is that things are changing. Hallelujah. They're changing just about as rapidly as my grandchildren from the last time I saw them. When I left, I was looking down on them, and when I came back, I'm looking up. So, praise God. That has changed for the good. And I suppose the changes that are going on in the world can be for the good if you have an eternal perspective. If you have an end-time perspective. Because things are changing very radically, as you very well know. I don't know if God is going to give us, and I mean by us, those of us who reside in the United States, a reprieve with this current election that is going on. But if he does not, things will begin to escalate even faster and become more and more adverse and much more difficult for you and I as Christian people. Not just church people, but Christian people who love the Lord, who are seeking righteousness, and have a word that we would call the end time word, or a word for the end time. So it behooves us to take a good hard look at ourselves. Whether you're old, young, in between, it behooves us to take a good hard look at ourselves, not as we would look in a mirror, but as God would see us through his eyes in accordance to the word that he's given us and the things that are going to happen. We left the States the last time we left. We left the States in end of July, and we made a short stop over in Ethiopia before going to Nigeria. We were scheduled not only to go to Nigeria, but we were also scheduled to go to Liberia as well as Togo on this particular trip. And but there was a change of plans. As we were coming into Nigeria and getting off the plane, there was an unexpected welcoming committee. And that unexpected welcoming committee was Ebola. It just so happens that the man who had the Ebola, who came in and infected Nigeria, and I think out of that infection, maybe five or six people died, maybe nine, I'm not quite sure how many. But he had come into that airport just before us. And so of course, Liberia was just starting up. Sierra Leone was being hit very hard. And as a result of that, they shut down all the flights to Liberia as well as to Togo. And we were kind of wondering, well, do we stay or do we go home, go back to Ethiopia? But there was a word that the Lord gave me through a brother in Ethiopia prior to us getting onto the plane, and it was Psalms 91. He had shared it in the fellowship, the small fellowship that we have there in Addis Ababa. And in sharing, he began to read out of the context of Psalms 91. And that word was an encouraging word for me. Plus, it was a word that gave me strength to do what we had to do. Because, you know, this disease, this virus thing in here is somewhat more controllable because of our laws, our sanitation requirements, and in some respects, the way of life that we have. But in these African countries, it's not that way. Sanitation is not something that is a common word. In Ethiopia, they don't eat with utensils; they eat with their fingers. That's the tradition. That's the way they do it. I'm not saying it's bad, but that's the way they do it. And if you're close and intimate, they eat out of the same plate, and they will also feed each other. Hallelujah. And there are really no sanitation facilities that are readily available. Hallelujah. And if there are facilities, you'd be lucky to have water in them. So it is not something that you can look at and be comfortable with. And we're going into an environment in which we are going to be dealing with many people. Hallelujah. And you know, you get to dealing with many people, and some many people are going to want to be prayed for. And that requires you to lay hands on them and pray for them. And they're coming from very various parts of the country, so you don't know. The only thing that you have to have is the Word of God. Hallelujah. To give you the strength and give you the ability to believe. But I'm telling you all of this because of a word that the Lord spoke me 2 days into Nigeria. And he said to me very clearly, bioterrorist. Hallelujah. And when you take a segment of humanity that has no moral compunction, is that the right word? They will do anything and everything outside of human reasoning that is diabolical and destructive. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So there is no morality that governs what they do. Hallelujah. You have never experienced it. You may have seen some aspects of it, and we're seeing more of it, by the way, here in the States. Hallelujah. And it's going to escalate. They're not going to be able to control it. They're not going to be able to stop it. Hallelujah. But we as a people are supposed to have a particular word that is to be activated in us in a natural arena, in a natural environment. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says that you and I who have a word of the end time, that have a word that we call sonship, hallelujah, is a word that is designed for this type of environment. Hallelujah. And one of the things the Lord said to me, he said, those first two scriptures, I believe it is, he said, he that dwelleth. Well, that word dwelleth is a word that means to abide. And then it goes on to say, and abideth under the shadow of his wing. But the two words work together to form an understanding of the position or the place of that we as a people have to be in essence of a relationship with God. Amen. Hallelujah. It's no longer going to be sufficient to have a Sunday morning, Wednesday night, Tuesday night, Thursday night this, Thursday morning that. I don't know what your schedules are. Times of fellowship. But it's going to have to be something that is on a 24/7 position of working with God concerning it. But there is a prerequisite of that. And it's the prerequisite that is going to give you and I trouble. Because we do not seem to have the ability to comprehend, number one, our jeopardy. Hallelujah. Number two, or the desire to really do what is necessary that needs to be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I have a word for you, sister. I had a vision as we were singing. You got up and we were walking back there. And then when I saw you, I went into a vision. And the vision I had is I see you walking down a road. The surrounding country, especially behind you, is very dark, very dreary. It looks almost like a disaster area. Dead trees, nothing moving, nothing living. And somehow or another, you had made your way through that quagmire of destruction. I don't know how else to put it. And you had almost as though you stumbled onto this path. Hallelujah. And I see you. Your clothes are tattered, quite torn. But as you begin to walk on this road, your clothes begin to change. They just kind of miraculously change. Your shoes are dilapidated and worn out. They begin to change. Your covering is torn and ripped. And it begins to mend, not just mend, but that like somehow healing over. Hallelujah. And I also see that as you are changing, the scenery around you is beginning to become more alive. So it's not just affecting, it's not something that you are just necessarily the recipient of, but as you receive it, it is bringing forth life around you. It's the grass begins to turn from a brown to a shade of green, almost like you go through brown to yellow to green, and the trees that are bare and stripped begin to bring forth new buds. So there is a word that the Lord is saying and encouraging you in your walk, and that as you meditate upon the Lord, as you turn to the Lord, as you begin to move under the authority of the Word of God, God is going to bring complete and total restoration. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. I don't know what you're doing, but whatever you're doing, you seem to be doing the right thing. So I want to encourage you to keep doing the right thing. Hallelujah. So we have to, the Lord spoke to me. He says, the pestilence that walketh at noonday. It says it shall not, what? Come nigh to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, brethren, we are in perilous times. And not only are they perilous times, but they are critically perilous times. Praise God. The Lord has been taking me back to, basically to my foundation. And it's one of the things that I cannot get away from. And so I want to just dwell on it a little bit tonight, because I think it's critical to you and I to understand what it is to buy oil. Hallelujah. I know you probably heard it 100 times, but you're going to hear it 101 more time. Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles, or if you don't need them because you know the Scripture, you can open them to John chapter 1. I am always coming back to John chapter 1. I have a series of messages that we shared in Ethiopia. It's under the title of For the Love of the Father. And there's a series of messages that deal with the subject that I'm going to be sharing with you a little bit tonight. Hallelujah. And what I'm going to be sharing with you may be seemingly very elementary, but it may surprise you in that it is that elemental thought or that elemental principle that we are missing. Hallelujah. Nicodemus, who I believe is a type of the church, not only of the church, but I think he's a type of the Holy Place Church. Hallelujah. Because the Lord said to him, he said, "How is it that you, a master," hallelujah, "a master of the Word of God, a master of the oracles of God, how is it that you, a master?" And you know, we would almost be a people who have our master's degree, in the end time theology. You could probably tell it to me better than I can tell it to you. The 144,000, the first fruits company, the two witnesses, the vials, and all of the things that pertain to us as a people. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. How many tapes have you heard concerning it? Hallelujah. But what is the simplicity of it? How is it practical? What is the sense in it? What do I have to do in order to qualify? Hallelujah. And when Jesus told Nicodemus, I believe he was just not talking to Nicodemus as a man. I believe he was talking to Nicodemus as the end time church. Hallelujah. Because, brethren, quite frankly, we think we can have our cake and eat it too, or something like that. Huh? Isn't that the old expression? You're younger, I probably never heard of it, but we think we can have our cake and we can eat it too. I never did quite figure that one out, but I think it's pretty apropos. And it doesn't work like that. It does not work like that. It does not work like that. Hallelujah. Do you know the term carnal? Huh? You know what carnal is? Huh? Now, carnal is a terminology that is used for Christians. Carnality is something that always refers to a Christian. You never see Paul writing to a heathen and talking about carnality. So carnality is something that always pertains to you and I as human beings. Hallelujah. And what carnality is quite simply a mixture of humanity and divinity. Huh? Hallelujah. That's what it is. Hallelujah. So the more human I am in my relationship to God, the more carnal I am. Hallelujah. If I think of God if I think of God in a human way, hallelujah. If I look at my position of relationship in a human way, if I continue in the aspect of my humanity with the understanding of the Word of God in that and the requirement that has been put upon me, I am a carnal Christian. Hallelujah. And you know, a carnal Christian can only come up to a certain point. A carnal Christian can only move to a certain level of attainment in God. And he cannot go any farther. Why? Because it's mixture. Hello? Hallelujah. Do we have anything to write on? I left mine in the... Right inside here. All right. Hallelujah. So we have, of course, I'm going to talk to you about the tabernacle. Surprise, surprise, right? Hallelujah. The Bible says in John chapter 3, verse 3, says that a man must be born again. Or he what? He cannot see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. So, I am an individual who is blind by natural birth and have to come to a position of reality or confrontation with my position of humanity. Humanity is condemned by Romans 5:12, I believe. It says, all have sinned, right? And all are what? And all are dead. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So anything outside of the realm of the tabernacle is death. And anything that moves under the auspices of that position of relationship is death. Huh? Hallelujah.
Can you read that scripture verse?
Yes.
It says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men.
Death passed upon all men.
For all have sinned.
All have sinned. That means any human being in the world that is born dead. And the humanity that they have is an element of death that is working not only in their members, but in the members of everyone that they are associating with in this level. Praise the Lord. Huh? Hallelujah. And brethren, one of the basic concepts of our Christianity is separation. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Oh, you heard it, but you don't understand it. It is the basic element of our position of relationship is separation, what? From the world. That's another word for death. Right? That's another word for death. World. Praise God. Now, that's what the word says. John chapter 17. Huh? John chapter 17, I think it's verse 14. Says, I have given them what? I have given them thy word. Huh? Hallelujah. How many of you have a Bible tonight? Is it just the rest of you don't own one or what? Hallelujah. See what I mean? Hallelujah. He says, I have given them thy word. Now, brethren, the first thing that this scripture does is it brings a division. Hello? Did you hear me? Or did you hear what it says? Or do you know what it says? And the world, what? The world, hallelujah. And let me just include out here for our benefit, humanity. Huh? Right? Humanity. How many of you How many of you are still human? Huh? I don't see any amens. Well, you need to repent. Hallelujah. We are not supposed to be. We are not supposed to be human. I was not born again out of the will of man. Hello? I wasn't born again out of the will of man. I wasn't born again out of the will of the flesh. It's specific. Do you understand me? It's specific. I'm not born of the will of man. Maybe we should read it, make sure that I'm not misquoting it or giving you a strange doctrine. Huh? John chapter 1, verse 13, which was born not of blood. Huh? Hello? Did you hear me? Yes. Hallelujah. Not of blood. That means that relationship of blood is suffered when I'm born again. Hello? Come on. Yes. Hallelujah. That relationship of blood is severed when I'm born again. He says, not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. Hallelujah. So my whole position of attachment by virtue of that new birth is severed. Hallelujah. But really, it's not severed. Because we dragged the corpse into the holy... We dragged the corpse into the outer court and through the laver, and we try to make it compatible with the holy place. Hallelujah. Oh, we clean it up, you know. You take an old car and you put polish on it and you scrub it and you wash it and you make it look very nice and shiny, but it's still an old car. Hallelujah. 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 So here we say, you must be born again of the will of God. And we have to have an understanding, brother, that there is a division. A division between us and the world. Praise God. The fence in itself that is around the tabernacle, this is all basic elemental stuff, but we do not comprehend it. Or if we comprehend it, we're not employing it in our position of relationship with God and with the environment that we are in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say that this being born again is not just the simple express thing of accepting the propitiation or the blood of Jesus Christ for the sake of our sins. Praise God. That's just an opening line. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's just an opening line. And there has been doctrines built upon this opening line. Once saved, always saved. Hallelujah. 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 And that is a doctrine that has been engraved and etched as well as stamped upon the mind of humanity who desires to be Christian. Hallelujah. There is a process. Hallelujah. There's a two-step process. The first step of that process is it says you must be born of the water. Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You can break the tabernacle down into three. You can break the tabernacle down into three parts. Huh? Praise God. Hallelujah. You have death. You have burial and you have resurrection. Huh? You can't jump from here to here. You can't jump from here to here. And you have to have the experiential position of tribulation that testifies to your position of being buried. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear me? Did you hear me? Hallelujah. There is a scripture. There is a scripture that defines this. It's Romans 6. Romans, the 6th chapter, says that if we are buried, hallelujah, buried with him, how? Buried with him in baptism. Romans 6, verse 3, I'm going to start. Know ye not? No, we don't know. That so many of us was were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Had you ever thought about how a dead man proves he's a dead man? You ever think about it? I have. How does a dead man prove he's a dead man? What's that? He's dead. There's no reaction to anything. He's just dead. Hello? Hallelujah. How many of you still get angry? How many of you still get depressed? How many of you get disappointed? Frustrated? Irritated? How many of you do that? None of you. You're all perfect, right? Perfect people. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you have arguments? How many of you get into a situation and you have to prove that you're right? How many of you get in those kind of situations? And nobody here has that problem, right? Hallelujah. Death, burial, and resurrection. Hallelujah. And this is the hard part. Because basically, Jesus did this for us. Hallelujah. The Bible says that you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. And I think we have a little problem with that too, by the way. Because we see the kingdom of God as some sort of ethereal, eternal place where the birds are singing and the clouds are fleecy and white and all everything, some tranquil music is playing, and we just have this sense of peace and ease, right? Of course, maybe you're not different than I am. I don't know. Hallelujah. That's not the way it is, brethren. That's not the way it is. We are supposed to be working. Did you hear it? We are supposed to be working. Working. This is the time of working out our working out our salvation. With what? Fear and trembling. Well, if I got it made, why do I need to tremble? You know what that word tremble means? Have you ever looked it up? It's like a man whose knees are knocking. It's like, am I really going to make it? Am I going to get there? Am I going to be able to stand? Am I going to be able to push through? And brethren, everything in this arena is tailored by God to produce the evidence that you and I are dead. You see, I'm not under the jurisdiction of this. I'm not under the jurisdiction of this position of rulership anymore. Did you hear me? I am not under the position of this place of administration anymore. I am separated. I have come into a position of relationship in a different strata, in a different realm, under a different authority. The authority that is now over me is a divine authority working for a particular reason to produce a particular thing. And when it says you must be born again to see the kingdom of God. Now, what is the kingdom of God? You know, there's doctrines floating out. We were talking about this a little earlier. There's doctrines floating out. Kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven, kingdom of heaven, kingdom of God, kingdom of this is this and this is that, this is this, that. You know, none of it would exist if it weren't for Elohim. Did you hear me? So, it is not a place. Get it out of your mind. It's not a place. It's not a place. Did you hear me? It's not a place. Hallelujah. We like to think of it as a place, as a safe house. Huh? It's not a place. It's a personality. It exists because of a personality. Are you hearing me? If it weren't for God, there would be no word heaven. Hello? You think it's some place like earth, like this? It's a realm or a position of life and energy that is elevated up above the realm of our humanity. It exists because God is. That's how he calls himself. I am. Have you ever looked the word I am? It's all existence, all knowing, all encompassing, all self-sufficient, life generating out of its own, perpetual life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So don't let somebody fool you with the semantics. When they talk about heaven and all of those things, your carnal mind clicks in and your religious brainwashing begins to work. Hello? Hallelujah. And if you don't have the personality, you don't have the essence of what it talks about when it talks about the kingdom of God or the kingdom of heaven. Hello? Hallelujah. Say amen.
Amen.
Hello me or something. Hallelujah. You know, brethren, we're running out of gas. We're running out of gas. We're not getting any new. There's no new revelation. I'm sorry. You've got it all. Huh? Yeah. You've got it all. You've got it all. You've got everything you need. Hallelujah. There's no new revelation. Hallelujah. And what you have, you're not utilizing. We are not utilizing it. We are not doing with it what it's supposed to do. And what it's supposed to do is to kill you. Huh? It is to make you dead to this world.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's something else. God said, when he said to his head, they are not of this world. Are you of this world? Oh, yes. I'm up to my eyebrows in this world. Of course, I'm probably the only one. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you and I are in the university of death to self. Hallelujah. Death to self. And brethren, your lives are orchestrated by God. Oh, if you step out from underneath that covering, he that dwelleth, he that dwelleth, go and look the word up, he that dwelleth, who has the sense of one who with tenacious veracity hangs on to something to keep him from moving out of that place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah! Nothing that your mind can think. Nothing that your eyes can see. Nothing that your ears can hear. Nothing that your flesh can feel. Nothing that you can smell. Nothing that you can taste will move you out of that place. Why? You're dead. You're dead. Dead, 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 dead. Not dead in the sense of this death, but dead in the sense of dead to this death. Hello? Hallelujah. Come on, brethren. It's not difficult. Not difficult to understand. Oh, but it's terribly hard to do. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the more you want to do it, the more the devil presses your buttons.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Huh? Hallelujah. The more you want to do it, the more he throws those obstacles into your way, into your path. And he does it not because he can overcome you. He is allowed to do it because God knows you have the strength to overcome it.
Amen.
You have the strength. You have the vitality. He has been born of the water and of the Spirit. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, the water is like a fuller's soap and a refiner's fire. Hallelujah. The fuller's soap cleanses. A fuller's soap purifies. Hello? Hallelujah. So there's a purification that is going on in our soul. This is the soul scrubbing. This is the soul scrubbing unit of God. Did you hear me? Huh? My mind, huh? Must be scrubbed. It needs the fuller's soap. It needs the refiner's fire. Hello? Why? Because my mind must change. My mind, my thinking must change. If I'm negative, I have to be positive. Hallelujah. If I'm weak, I have to be strong.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have to. He's going to be working on my emotions. Huh? My emotions. My desires. Hello? Oh, I want that new house. I want I'm a carpenter. I want a new saw. I want a new tape measure. I want a new snus. I want a new that. I want a new car. I want a new this. I want. Hello? Hallelujah. I just want to be happy. I just want to be secure. I just want to feel loved. Hello? I want. I'm a wannabe. You're not a wannabe. I'm a wannabe. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I should do this a different way. I may get in a little trouble here. You got to, No, I just need this. I'm going to change this just a little bit. Sorry. You'll have to forgive me. Huh? I'm going to put my emotions over here. Huh? This is my mind. Huh? Yeah? All right? My mind. This is my desires. This is my will. Right? I'm the washing of the water of the word is supposed to be working in my soul. It's supposed to be cleansing my mind. Hello? Just see this right here? I wish I could draw because I was in a meeting in London and Brother Chijoki was ministering, and I don't know if any of you, when you see Brother Chijoki's drawing, I never can make heads or tails of them. They're always so messy. But I was looking at his drawing and I saw something, and I say that to him also, by the way. I looking at that drawing, and all of a sudden, I see something. Huh? I don't see it in the form that he's written, but I see it like a giant eagle. Huh? And I'm not a drawer. But here's his head. Huh? Head of the eagle. Right? And his wings come down here like this. And his feet, his body comes down, and his feet are down here, right? And his wings are out here, right? Right? Huh? You see it? Huh? You see it? You say, how do we get high in the Spirit? How do we get higher in God? How do we climb up into that next realm? Huh? It says on the wings of an eagle. Hello? So my mind is set on heaven. Hello? My mind is set on a goal. My mind is fixed upon a point in the Lord, in God, that is representative of God and man in union with each other. Hello? Hallelujah. That's where my mind is set. Like the eagle when the storm comes. Come on. Hallelujah. This is the storm area. Huh? This is storm area. Category, what is it? Category 1. Is that right? Isn't that the worst they come? No? Oh, 5. Hey, 5. That's even better. 5. Category 5, storm. Warning. Hello? Hallelujah. 5 is the number of grace. 5 is the number of ministry. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So my emotions must be God's emotion. I must have an emotion for God. Hello? I must get excited about God. I must get hungry for God. Hello? Hallelujah. My desires have to be in God. I'm flapping my wings, right? Hallelujah. And the more excited I get and the more I desire it, my mind is sitting and is feeding my emotions, is feeding my soul, is feeding those aspects, and those wings begin to work.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And those feet, what are they doing? Huh? They're grabbing my body. Huh? They're grabbing my body and they're lifting it.
Hallelujah.
Lifting it. Lifting it, lifting it, bringing it higher and higher and higher and higher in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Until I'm up into a position where he calls them eagle saints. Bill Britton, he called them eagle saints. Until the eagle turns into that saint walking with God. Hello?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is what we've been called to. But this arena right here, this is where I buy oil. Hello? I buy oil by exchanging my humanity in my mind, my humanity in my emotions. Somebody slaps me, I don't want to just have to turn the cheek because I'm told to.
Amen.
Huh? I have to have a greater revelation. I have to have a greater revelation. I have to have a greater revelation that when I turn my cheek and I get slapped, I release a power of resurrection, not only to me, but the environment in which I'm in. I may feel the pain. I may feel the distress. I may feel the humiliation of it. But if I have the right mind, My goal is focused upon the goal that God has set with me and Him walking together. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Not as one individual, not as two individuals, but as one individual. Hello. And you know something, brother? There are things here that I am holding on to back here. Hello. Hello. There are attachments. I'm going to draw brown because brown is carnal. Huh? There are things here this ego should be turning loose of, but they are out here. Family.
Yes,
man. Huh? Jobs. Huh? Security. Huh? Love. Huh? Hallelujah. Come on. Hello? Personalities. Huh? All all of these things are tethering me to the outside world. And you know what? I can have them if I want them.
Yes.
Brother Duciel said a Christian can have anything he wants. He wants a demon, he can have him.
Yes.
He wants hell, he can have it. Hallelujah. Because God gave you and I an authority that He did not give to anyone else. And that authority comes by virtue of our position or our place or our acquisition of our soul to God. Not here, but out here. This is where we acquisition. This is where your liability begins. This is where my liability begins. Right here. I have not been saved for the purpose of getting into heaven. I have been saved on the for the purpose of obeying God. How do I work out my salvation? Obedience. Submission. Oh, those are such bad words. Huh? These little babies, huh? Well, they're not babies, so many of them anymore. But these little babies, so disobedient. Did you teach them to be disobedient?
No.
You know, mine just came by it naturally. Better yet, Mary, they didn't come by it naturally, they inherited it. Hallelujah. Come on. This is what's holding me down. This is what's holding me down. These are my anchorers. Hello? When he resurrected Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus came out of the tomb like this. All bound up, head to foot. They covered him, they wrapped him. But yet he came out. He had to come out of his own volition. Did you hear me? He had to come out of the tomb out of his own volition, but he said, loose him! Loose him! Loose him! They had to take his grave clothes off of him. Hello? We're still walking around like this. Huh? We're still walking like this. This is us right here. Yeah. Come on! I'm not telling you something that is a figment of my imagination. I'm telling you something that I see. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to pray for somebody. In the name of Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah. No. There should be an authority and a position, a place, a resolution in your soul. No matter how hard the devil's trying to push you or pull you back, you need to cut that rope.
Amen.
Huh? Better for a man to what? Come on.
Amen.
Huh? What is it better for a man to do? Huh? Cut off his arm. Go into the kingdom with one arm. Kingdom? What is he talking about? He's talking about heaven. He's talking about a position of personality, of relationship. Hallelujah. It's better for a man to pluck out his eye. Don't get physical on me, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, brethren. Come on. You know, we are guilty. I said we now. Now, if you don't want to be included in that we business, you can just exclude yourself. But we are guilty. We are guilty. We are guilty, 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 guilty. As a church, when it says that we have had a word from God, we have had a word from God. He says, now it says Galatians 4. And he starts out here. I'm going to go to verse 6. He says, and because ye are sons, God has sent forth His Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. This is what being born again is about. We become liable. We become responsible. We become accountable. There is no one else going to stand between you and God at the day that God said, should have, would have, or could have. No? Nobody's going to be. I can't. But. No. It's not going to work that way. Not going to work. Not going to work. Hello? Hallelujah. Not going to work. He says, therefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, then heir of God through Christ. Don't you understand? It's the vision that counts. It's the position of the relationship. Are you just trying to make it into heaven? Huh? Are you? Well, if you are, if that's your goal, you better make sure you're in the 60 and not in the 30. You hear me? Some brought forth 30-fold, some brought forth 60-fold, but go to the talent of 1, 5, and 10. What happened to the 1? Huh? He what? God took it away from him. He didn't just lose it. God took it away from him. Did you hear me? God took it away. You think, what do you think he's talking about? He's talking about your salvation. He's talking about my salvation. God took it away. He said, take the thing from the one and give it to the one who? The one who had the greater excellence. The one who had 10. It doesn't say that the 5 could not have turned his 5 into 15. Hallelujah. He says, howbeit then, when ye knew not God, ye did service unto them which by God, by nature are no gods, but now, after you have known God, or rather are known of God. Isn't that interesting? He changed it. He says, it's not what you know, it's what God knows. God has an entirely different view of you and me than what we view ourselves. Oh, I'm a good Christian. I'm trying my best to do what I need to do. And I'm having a rough time of it. But, oh, well, you know, God knows. He'll forgive me. No, come on. It doesn't work like that. The man in the wedding thing had no wedding garment. He said to him, friend. Huh? And that word is not used frivolously. It's not used frivolously. Do you understand what I mean? When God uses the word friend, it's not used frivolously. He said, should I not tell my friend Abraham? Huh? Abraham, he used Abraham as a position or a place of relationship that you and I are supposed to have. God should be as real to us as the person sitting right next to you. Not only now, but in those hard, trying times. Those pressing times. Those situations of tribulation and trouble that are wanting to pull you back. Sever. Huh? Hallelujah. I once had a vision of a person who was like a hot air balloon, ready to take off. Huh? Hallelujah. But all of these ropes were going down into the earth around it and keeping it from lifting up into the stratosphere. Hallelujah. He said, but now that you have known after you have known God, or rather are known of God. Hallelujah. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. I wonder how God sees me. Boy, my goodness. I just have to repent. Hallelujah. Continual state of repentance. Huh? He says, after you have known God, or rather are known of God, turn ye again to the weak and beggarly elements, wherein do ye desire again to be in bondage? Come on, brethren, what's he talking about? He's talking about those human attachments, those fleshly positions of soul preference. Hallelujah. How many times have I put the will of God secondary? How many times have I gave personalities personal preference over the vision? How many times have I let the desire of love or to be love or to have love over the preference? You know, some people have left the message in order to marry.
Yes.
Did you hear me? Young men, young women, they have left the message in order to get married.
Yeah.
Hello? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Security. Oh, yes. Security. That's something that's very important to all of us, especially women. They like to feel secure. How many times do we allow our sense of security or the lack of it to pull us out or to keep us from arising? Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How about our jobs? Oh, I got to make a living. Huh? Oh, I gotta pay for my medical expense. I gotta pay for my home. I gotta pay for my food. I gotta pay for the gas in my car. I gotta pay for the car that I bought. Hallelujah. And the gas to put into it. Come on. How many times do we allow these types of things to interfere with our position, our place? And you know what? It is why it is not just that there are tethers, but there are attachments in our emotions. Huh? There are attachments in our desires. And you know what? Our focus is on other arenas. Huh? Hallelujah. Our focus has other goals. Hallelujah. Our focus is not focused on the thing that is designed to deliver us out of this condition and to deliver the rest of the world. Hallelujah. It is the man or the woman who comes to this position, it is that is going to be a deliverer in the time of trouble that is coming upon us now. If you don't think you're not living in an antichrist environment, you better think again. Or you get your newspaper or go on the internet and begin to looking at it. Huh? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are living in an antichrist. Huh? Antichrist. Hello? You are living in an antichrist environment. Hello? And to whatever degree, you have an attachment to that environment, huh? Whatever degree, that environment is going to be ministering to you. Huh? It's going to be ministering to you. Huh? Come on. Going to be ministering to you. And this is where the war is. Am I going to be antichrist in my thinking? Oh, I don't think so. No, I can't be that way. I'm saved. I'm bought with the blood. I am filled with the Spirit. It makes no difference, brethren. If we're not utilizing the accoutrements of our warfare to the pulling down of strongholds. Huh? He says, I wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers. Do you hear me? He's not talking about hell angelic angels. He's talking about these kingdoms in our soul. These are kingdoms. These are kingdoms. Yes. Turn loose. I have to turn loose of my desire that is contrary to this goal, this goal, this goal, this goal. Is the critical. This is critical right here. Critical. Absolutely critical. It says, without a vision. Hallelujah. Without a vision, what? People. Not. Are you a people? That kind of puts it out there somewhere, right? Other people perish. Not me. I got vision. You don't have vision unless you are working with the eagle to flap your wings. And to begin to jettison the cargo. Hello. You know, you can sever these lines. You can sever these lines. But the thing that depends on the altitude you gain, by it depends on the weight that you are carrying. Brother Campbell had a vision years ago, which is for this time, by the way. And he saw the church, the Holy Flesh Church, in a sewer. You remember the vision? Huh? And they had coats, mini coats on. Huh? And there was some kind of destruction coming down the sewer. And they were all scrambling, trying to get out. And there was this ladder that was there. And you know what? It wasn't as though somebody was helping somebody else up and helping other people up. They were fighting over who was going to get on the ladder first. Hello? Hello? Are you there? There was this self-preserving thought in the aspect, oh, I have to save my life. But you know what? They weren't doing anything to jettison what it was they had. Some of them had gold stuff in their pockets, and some of them had jewels stuffed in their pockets, and different garments overlaid on garments. And they would, and then they'd get up there, and they were too fat to get through the hole. Hallelujah. And they were falling down. And you know what? I don't know what the end of the vision was, but I can surmise that if something then drastic didn't happen with the people, they would be destroyed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are three categories of Christians as far as the holy place word is concerned. Three categories and only three categories. Huh? There is the church that goes into the bride chamber, the five wise. Huh? There is the five foolish that go back out into the out into the darkness to buy the oil. But brethren, they didn't get into the holy place. They didn't get into the holy of place. They did not achieve the objective. Hallelujah. But does that mean they were lost? No. But they bought, they had to buy their position or their oil through the adversity and the destruction of their humanity. Hello? Come on. Come on. Hello? It's either that or I'm misinterpreting the whole thing. Hallelujah. And what I personally believe, this is not thus saith the Lord, but what I personally believe is that those five foolish virgins are a segment of the church that is hid in the wilderness. That is my thought. And I believe it's the Lord. Hallelujah. And who's going to feed them? Huh? The one who went into the bridegroom, hallelujah, went into the bride chamber. They're the ones who are going to feed them. That's a different story. But the other one, now this is the one you and I have to be concerned with. Hello, well, we need to be concerned with all of it, but especially this one. The Hebrews, is it Hebrews? Where it says, we are not of they who turn back unto perdition. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did you hear it? They turn back. This right here, they have a, I put it like this, because they have this thing here that is called, this is the mind, huh? But they have this altar right here that is called the golden altar of incense. Hallelujah. And this is where, hallelujah, you and I will offer our sanctified soul. That means all of these things have to have been dealt with. Huh? Huh? Hallelujah.
The word says it's those who draw back.
Okay. Those who draw back to, well, to me, one and the same thing. Hallelujah. To draw back means I turn back. Hallelujah. Because I'm not going the same direction. I am coming out I'm moving away from the position of relationship with God. Now, we're talking about relationship. And the more I jettison of me, the greater my relationship. Hello. Hallelujah. I want to see. There was a thought that I had. Oh, yes, Hebrews. I want to go over here. Hebrews. Now, I'll read from Hebrews 6, verse 1. I want to read. Hallelujah. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on to what?
Perfection.
Perfection. What is perfection? It is union. Union with God. John chapter 17, John chapter 17, verse 22 and 23. Union with God. That's the bride, by the way. He says, so we have I in them, thou in me, that they may be what? Perfect in one. You know, brethren, sometimes I think, oh yeah, how foolish I am. I think I have so much. I think I have so great, so much. I think I'm so totally with it. And you know, I read in the Acts, and it's talking about the early church, and it says they had all things in common. You know how difficult that is? I don't think you really know how difficult it is. Well, some of you might. Try living with somebody outside of your family for a period of time. And you're the stranger. If you've been in that situation, how did you handle it? And if you had to do it over again, would you do it? Therein is the test. Then you would have failed. If you're not willing to do it again, you need to cut one of the ropes. Had all things in common. What did they have? I mean, in the spirit. Did they have a different word? Did they have a different revelation? Maybe a different Holy Ghost. What did they have? They had a willingness. And they must have had a vision. They must have had a vision. Must have had a vision. Must have had a vision. How about Hebrews 11? Go over into Hebrews 11. Go to Hebrews 11 for a moment. Hallelujah. It says, through faith also Sarah herself, verse 11, received faith to conceive and deliver a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. But you know, Sarah, we know Sarah was very human, so she had to have overcome something. She laughed in the tent when the angel said to the Lord said to Abraham, Sarah is going to. She laughed, and the Lord said, "Why did Sarah laugh?" He said, "I didn't laugh." He said, "Yes, you did. You laughed. Why? Because she saw she was looking at the natural arena, but something happened." Something happened that changed her perspective. Hello? Maybe it was a rebuke. I don't know. But something happened. I want that something to happen to me.
Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Therefore sprang there even one of them that was good as dead, to many as the stars of the sky, and a multitude as the sand which is by the seashore innumerable. Let's go on down. Hallelujah. Let's go over here. 37. They were stoned. Why were they willing to be stoned? Why? Why were they willing? A little. Come on. They were sawn asunder. They were tempted. Were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented, of all whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in the desert, in the mountains. Are you wandering yet in deserts and mountains? Are you living in a cave somewhere? Ah, come on, brethren. Hallelujah. These are our examples. These are our benchmarks. My benchmark. Let me put it that way. These are my benchmarks. I have to attain to that position or place of relationship with the living God that I might be able to walk shoulder to shoulder with these people. I don't want to walk behind them. Hello? I don't want to walk behind them. I want to walk shoulder to shoulder with them and not hang my head in shame because I did not facilitate or do what was necessary just to achieve their standard. It says, they all, what? Received a good report. Hello? They all received a good report. These all have attained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Am I going to be measuring up to the, am I going to get the promise? If I'm not facilitating in my circumstance the totality of what it is required for me to obtain this position of oneness with God when I, in my time frame, hello, have the privilege of obtaining it. We are living in the last days. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God having, now here's my burden of responsibility. God having what? Provided some better thing for who's the us? I think I'm one of the us. Or at least I want to be in that us category. Hello? I don't want any of these things here. I don't want any of these things here keeping me from being a part of the us company. I want to be a part of the us company. Hello? Hallelujah. I want to be a part of the us company. That they without us should not be made perfect. Can you imagine? Someone over there, Noah, Abraham, over there, seeing you moving in your humanity, walk, using it as a stepping stone to climb higher and higher and higher and higher and higher in God. And you make a step and you fall and they go, oh. Hallelujah. Well, there's so much I could say to you about all this. But we don't have the time. Brethren, it's time for us to take a good, hard look at ourselves. God says, judge ye yourselves, and ye what? Shall not be judged. My God. May God help us, brethren, to catch the vision. May God help us to abide in the grave until the voice of God says, arise! Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God help us. Brother, times are changing. They're changing. People are changing. The mind of man is becoming beast. Hallelujah. You and I have a responsibility to bring salvation to those situations. Hallelujah. God bless you.